beyond. It's Key Radio.
Happy Laughter Day! And welcome to Baba G the Caveman, my spiritual sit-up comedy on Keen Radio, the official broadcast for Keen.com. My name is Baba G, and I'm a spiritual advisor on Keen and your host for today's program, and Dr. Uma, my co-host, also to share her insights. If you'd like to receive a personalized reading from me for any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7/365 on Keen, go to keen.com/radio to receive a special offer of 10 minutes at $1.99 per minute and other offers as well. So you go and take advantage of all those things. So God be laughter. Remember to laugh more. Baba G's Laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Baba G's Laughter Factory to be spread all over the world. You got questions? We got answers. So, it's so easy a caveman can do it. Thank you for joining my Sunday 7:30 airtime show. And I am honored and happy to guide and serve you. Love one another, as always, and take care of each other. Share freely and totally, with no judgment. No fear, when Baba G is here, I kick your crutches. So, I'm going to, some callers here. Hello.
Hello.
First come, first serve. Yes, you are on air. Go ahead, darling. Your name, please, for the audience.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Your name.
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Yeah, hello? Yeah, this is Tasha.
Yes.
Calling from California. I want to know, when do you see me and Henry being in a romantic relationship, like 1 month?
Yes, you and Henry actually are going to be in permanent relationship a bit down the line by October, by October. But you will know about it in sometime by June, July. So this is the course of action in terms
okay.
of Henry's relationship with you. Yes, darling. And thank
okay.
you so much for your one question, Tasha. We appreciate that, and bless your heart. Thank you so much. You have a great
okay.
day.
You too.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. So, next person in line. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Go ahead.
Hi.
Right,
it's Camilla. Hello, Baba
yes,
G.
Yes.
I'm calling
Camilla.
About James.
James, yes.
and
James
I was wondering.
Bond. Yeah.
James
uh-huh.
Bond. Yes. And I was wondering
<James Bond.
laughs> when I might hear from him again, because I haven't heard from him since a little bit before
yeah.
Christmas. We had a fight.
Right. Yes, you haven't heard from him since Christmas. Yes, Christmas, since you had a fight. But his emotions and resentment feelings yet he has not been subsided yet. So this
okay.
is still like a couple of months past. Okay. So
right.
you just wait a bit more, like this month, wait this month till April Fool's Day. And it's best not to reach out to him, since I know him very well, you know.
Right.
Then you hear from him sometime you know, in April. And this is the course of action you need to be taking, darling, okay? So that's
okay.
What you need to do. All right, sweetie. And so
very good.
That's it. You be patient and don't just, you know, allow your emotion get the best of you and run your whole mind. So you need to remain calm and collect, you know, assertive and collected. So that's best, you know, to same thing as you
okay.
work, you know, with animals like dogs or even horses. So if you're calm, your horses will also be calm.
Right.
So that's the
right.
best way to, yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh, yeah.
Yes, my
so,
horses.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's why you have horses, huh? And so this
yes.
is the best way to deal with things. Okay? Yes.
Okay,
all right.
Very good.
So
thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much. You're most welcome. Thank you. Thank you so much. So we are going to take the next client. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Baba
hello,
G.
Hello.
It's Barbara.
Oh, hello, darling. How are you, Barbara? Go ahead.
I'm
Barbara.
Wonderful, Baba G. Hi to you and Dr. Uma. Thank
very,
you.
Very good, very good. Thank you for asking. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go and ask
so
your question, darling.
My question
you.
Is, with the Mercury retrograde coming up, I heard it's going to be a bit difficult. What should we prepare for?
Yes. When the Mercury retrograde a few times a year happens, like at least like 10 days before, you know, they call it shadow time, which is now the March and little into the April, and then like 18 days after the retrograde, you got people who need to be watching their emotions, you know, feelings, and people are more intense and on a negative rampage, you know, out there for destroying, you know, themselves and everybody else, electronics and cars and, you know, computers and, you know, everything. It just doesn't happen to be working and functioning properly. So, you know, and so they don't have peace of mind. They don't want to have peace of mind. And sometimes people are vengeful, you know. And so that's what people need to do, is to remain positive, loving, kind, you know, compassionate, you know. And so so that's why it's best not to react and to accumulate bad karmas. And so your course of action is to remain peaceful within your own mind. And so that's what I suggest.
Okay.
And
okay.
you are going to achieve success in your career and your love life as well. That's what's going to be happening, yeah, as my prediction goes, because I only give no details about predictions unless, you know,
yes.
someone called me on team. Yeah, calls or chat on team. On radio show, it's a one question general reading. So no time frames, okay? No time frames or
yes.
no predictions I give on radio show, as it is free readings, not paid readings, okay? As you understand.
Very
Thank
good.
You so much. Yes.
Thank you.
Blessings to you. Thank you so much. So, good night.
You guys are wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
You.
Blessings. So, if there is any next in line. Hello, hello. Mm-hmm. Yes, hello. Hello. Anybody? Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Hello. Okay, well, we'll come back to this reader. And hello? Is there anybody there? Hello? Okay.
Hi, guys. Well, since we have a few more minutes to do our message for today, so we're going to talk about loving all beings on Earth. Very timely message, right? So in regards to this, this is about loving the Earth in general. So creating a green lifestyle is the single most powerful way for anybody to make a difference in the future quality of life on Earth. But they resist this because, you know, daily life doesn't really allow for people to think in terms of what's good for the Earth, okay? And so the way I see it is it's very important to do sustainable living. So like things like composting, reusing, recycling, carpooling, you know, purposing things, conserving water. It's all an act of spiritual mindfulness. So, guys, it's the degree of mindfulness of being your ordinary daily acts that determines spirituality. Okay. This is extremely important because what happens is the more it's not necessarily the minute things, it's about the mindfulness behind the things that you do that create your spiritual development. This is something Babaji teaches me all the time. You know, it's like he tells me to do a task, but it isn't the task, it's how you do the task that makes it spiritual. So the more you clean the earth, the more you take care of it, the more the earth will take care of you, and the more that you will take care of you, because you are doing something that sustains everybody. So, okay, thank you very much for listening.